So the two big stories of the day are that Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
I am so glad you want to talk about
Bennifer.
I am
could
so
it
excited.
Be?
I know.
Could it be? Are you rooting for that?
Yeah.
Why did they break up? Do we know?
No.
Did he cheat?
I bet if he cheated, she wouldn't have gone back because
A-Rod
cheated.
We don't
cheated.
Know that she went back.
Oh,
but they
she
were
went
spotted
back.
Together. You think
they,
so?
They've been spotted together for weeks.
I kind of love that.
Me too.
Right? Like it's kind of, it's like a throwback romance. Well, and it happens in real life.
Yeah, and I love.
But we should do that later. Like you went back to someone and then lived happily ever after.
Oh, wouldn't it be great if they end up together? What a love story. I just love them together because like he's from Boston, she's from the Bronx. Like,
yeah,
and
they
I
got
feel
that
like,
whole New York-Boston thing. Yeah.
Yes, and I just feel, I mean, they make horrible movies together, but they just look Oof. So good together.
Yeah.
He's just kind of normal, I feel like, in a way. Doesn't he put
he
up
does
that
have
normal
a, yes,
vibe?
Yes, he does, considering he's like a mega celebrity.
I feel like he hasn't lost that Boston, New England
Yeah, like
thing.
Hometown guy.
Yeah, yeah so townie. I like that for her. Because yeah. I feel like, in a way, she really wants to hold on to that for herself.
She want because she could very easily not be grounded.
Right.
A-Rod, not a grounding person.
No, he is all about the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
And Ben, I feel like, is about a good t-shirt.
Well, and maybe, you know what? Actually, to come to think of it, he had struggled with sobriety.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was mostly alcohol, but maybe that was what led to their breakup.
It could
be. In hindsight, and maybe he's gotten control of things and, he's on a good path now. And maybe she was like, you know what? I've cared about you. I've checked in. Maybe, let's get lunch.
Now, I will say this was very quick because they were spotted together a couple of weeks ago. She sent a driver over to his house to pick him up, to bring him
over.
Oh,
God, you've really dived deep on this.
Oh, I have.
Okay.
The second I saw that they were, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Must read everything.
Yeah. And so very fast.
She sent a driver.
Yeah. Which, how, like, boss be is
yeah,
that, right?
No. Well,
I mean.
Well, you have to do that because you can't, you're J-Lo, you're not going to just Uber.
Right. And it's Ben. Like in every,
right.
This is like.
You got to keep it.
Paparazzi.
Tight. Yeah.
Yeah. So he was over there and he went over.
When
like,
was that?
I would say it was like a week and a half ago. It started.
Okay.
There were pictures, but
well,
then he left.
But what do you mean it's quick? What do you mean it's fast? After A-Rod?
Well, I guess they were working on a breakup for a while and whatever happened
things
in the press.
Things were going south like months ago with them. Remember there was all the stories about is he cheating and all that. And I think they've been trying to figure out how to handle the breakup and knew they were going to break up for a long time.
True.
And maybe during that period or after he revealed it, maybe J-Lo said, you know what? Screw you, Alex. I'm going to go to Ben's house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm staying at Ben's house tonight.
Yes, go, J-Lo.
You know?
Yes. Yep.
I know. See, that's a weird gender thing because if it were the opposite, even if the woman cheated, if the guy said, okay, I'm going to my ex's house, you'd be like, what a jerk.
I would probably say, oh, he's been sleeping with her the whole time.
Right. See, you're so sexist.
I am sexist. But how awesome is this?
I do love it.
I do believe, and I have to fact check, that she said in an interview a while ago, like one of her greatest loves was Ben.
Oh, really?
Yes. They had a very great relationship.
Yeah.
I can't. Maybe
they
it
were
was.
One of the first ones to get the name, the combined name, Bennifer,
yeah.
right?
Bennifer, yes.
Yeah.
Man, I love this.
Bennifer is what led to Blimothy.
Oh my God. We need to let them know about
right?
this.
Brangelina was the first one.
Okay.
I think Brangelina was the first. Maybe there were others, but I don't know. So that's the big story. And then the other big one is that Pfizer is now approved to be the vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, wow, here we go.
I know.
Even so over the summer, get the middle school kids vaccinated,
Mm-hmm.
And this is, looking very promising for things getting really back to normal. And then they say fall could be the younger kids. It's crazy.
Oh, God.
Now, what happened to Riley's armpits? That was a weird thing.
Right?
Which shot did she get?
She got, what did I get? She got
Pfizer.
She got Pfizer. Yeah, we all got Pfizer. So her first shot, she was fine. She felt a little the next day. But I think they said for the younger kids, and so Riley's 17. She just turned 17. it was, you could more likely not feel great the next day.
Oh, okay.
So she prepared, and so she got her second shot on Friday. So Saturday, she prepared to, like, not feel well.
Yeah.
She woke up not feeling well. I felt her forehead. She felt a little warm. She went back to sleep. And then on Mother's Day, she called me, and she was like, I have, she's like, my armpits are swollen. And I was like, what?
That's
and
weird.
I'm like, are you okay? And I didn't even think it was because of the shot. And I was like,
right.
What do you mean? And she was like, I went to go to get dressed this morning for work, and my arm hurt, which I expected. She was like, but my armpits hurt, and they're all swollen. I'm like, you need to send me a picture.
How do your armpits swell up?
So as I'm on the phone with her, I Googled it, and it is a side effect to the shot. Because you have lymph nodes in your armpits,
so put your
and they're working out the infection.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Your system is...
Your system is fighting. Your system is doing
what
it should be
doing. What's the word? It starts with an I. I can't think of what it is.
Incubation.
No. It fights the sicknesses.
Immune system.
Immune system, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so that's why, because you have those lymph nodes there.
Yep.
Wow,
so,
who knew?
So she had
how blown
pits.
Up were they?
Well, she didn't send me the picture because she also worked a double, but then that worried me, so I texted Jay and I was like, you need to keep an eye on her because I don't know if that means like she really like what, you know, if her
body. She can't even like carry a tray. She's got
her
armpits out like this. She's like.
She's just a little bit of a thing. So what if like her armpits hurt, then the rest of her must not be feeling that great. So
she looks like she just like got real swole at the gym. She's walking around like that.
Don't mess with me.
Yeah.
So I texted her yesterday. I was like, how are your puffy pits? And she said, I only have one left, one puffy pit.
That's weird.
So it's working itself out.
Okay. So there you go. You got your potential sore arm, right? You may be a little tired.
Mm-hmm.
Some people had like a headache or a fever. And now puffy pits.
Yep. But I tell you what, she was fine. Like Saturday, she slept. She woke up, didn't like felt warm, took an ibuprofen, went to sleep for another couple hours and was fine.
Yeah. It seems
it was
like
really
it's,
just the
if
puffy
it's
pits.
It's anything a day. And then for you and me, it wasn't even anything.
Nope.
I'm kind of jealous. I feel like my lymph nodes are slacking.
I know.
Come on, puffy pits.
I've never had puffy pits.
Puffy pits, by the way, is one of my favorite mobsters.
Oh, that's a good. You hit me.
Don't
with
jump the gun.
Too.
Don't jump
I
the
know,
gun on
I know.
Me.
I can't.
Puffy pits. There was Puffy Pits. There was Jimmy the Whale.